we have to think in advance, you know, for a lot of these things. We have a brilliant marmalade gin, for instance. That's Seville Orange, London gin, bit of sugar. It's absolutely superb thing. Colin and Phyllis down at Worcester, who make it for us, they are peeling oranges almost in tears in January, February, and volunteers are welcome, I can tell you. Once you've prepared the fruit, actually, you can then store it. Some things like soft fruits can be held and frozen throughout the year so you can continue making, but seasonally, things like the elderflower vinegar, you know, we are limited slightly by what we can pick. Sloes, absolutely typical. You know, that was a great indication of brilliant at this time of year. There's a good reason. A lot of people drink sloe gin and sloe sherries and stuff like that at Christmas time. It's synonymous with the British way of doing Christmas, I think. And, you know, we have to go out. We'll be picking in a couple of weeks' time the sloe, but of course that gets laid down for 12 months to mature. So sloe gin, you can't just click your fingers and, you know, it's available. It's not like that. This is a slow process where people have to be patient. The best things are worth waiting for, I think, and so we do. We have this lovely sort of things coming in and out of season. It's perfect. It works well, and once they're made up, actually they last reasonably long time, so it does work well. You know, you can have things at the right time of the year. We have a fantastic website, demijohn.co.uk. On there, it gives you a whole wealth of products that we've got now. 60 different lines, from single malt whiskies to olive oils, vinegars, and all the lovely liqueurs and wines. And we mail order now all over the country, so hopefully people can come and taste at the shop on Museum Street. And we've got Holly, she's our manager there, absolutely fantastic. She bounces around madly. And, you know, we have a really passionate group of foodies who work for us, and I just say to people, be brave, send us an email, ask us questions, and we'll try and respond, but come and try it. That's the most important thing. Come and try it for yourself. I mean, you could come and maybe just come and join in the fun when we're doing a tasting evening. You could listen to what's going on. And we did one last night for about 25 people from 6:30, ended at about 9 o'clock. They got thoroughly stuck in and just loved it, you know. And we went through, I mean, there's so many different products. Each one is a little bit different. We kind of, sometimes we do more direction on the food side, some on the food side. And I mean, I got involved with Slow Food. I've just done a sort of liqueur tasting with them just now, and it was brilliant. It was something, when we started, we were very much engaged with that sort of way of doing things, and as a result, we've kind of been linked ever since. And so they had me just talking about some of the liqueurs and kind of giving some tips of how you might make some yourself. And they were a bunch of real foodies who, you know, they're all having a crack at making stuff. And a lot of our customers, they're like that. You know, they've been out, they've appreciate what we're doing, because they've had a go at trying to make stuff themselves and realise how hard it is to make it very high quality and, you know, the right sort of type of thing. So it's great.